Mornings on SEN.
Smoke and Romans, 250 metres to go, takes the lead from Maximal Young Verda, then Gold Trip. Smoke and Romans, 100 metres to go, still in front, and will win the Turnbull. Smoke and Romans from Maximal second, Young Verda third.
Oh, unreal. I didn't really know what to do over the line. That much excitement, but yeah, the feeling's indescribable. Yeah, it's unreal, and the backing of Kieran and Dave, just it makes it more special.
Oh, yeah, Smoke and Romans, all the rage. And that was the voice of Ethan Brown, of course, at the back end. It's time to talk racing. Gareth Hall is with us. G'day, Gaz.
G'day, Sam. Great to be with you, mate.
Great to have you in the studio with us. And great to see you since you've come across. I haven't had a chance
yes,
yet.
You're so busy. I don't know how you do it. You're always on the phone. I go, g'day, Sam. I can't talk right now. You're on trade week radio. I don't know how you do it. Not enough hours in the day.
No. It's a busy time, a colourful time. Tell us about Smoke and Romans, though. Yep. Smoke and Romans definitely been busy. Raced into Caulfield Cup favouritism, of course, that strong win in the Turnbull at Flemington on Saturday.
It was around $21 this time last week, and he was given not much of a hope by the punters in the Turnbull Stakes on Saturday. He paid in excess of $20. But the Turnbull Stakes the last couple of years has been the best guide towards the Caulfield Cup because Incentivised won last year, and the year before it was very elegant. And he's such a bulletproof horse because he can put himself on pace. And then that's a big advantage these days with the staying races because they're being slowly run. And then he has a good kick and he's just been too good his last couple of starts. But it's some story because Kiramar and David Eustace are wonderful trainers, especially with the stays. But this horse has really improved this preparation. And it's because they've taken him to a new environment. They've got so many different ways that they can train their horses. But he's headed to their Mornington Peninsula property, and he has to go in and out of the float all of the time to get down to the beach and to be trained. And that's been a benefit for him because he used to get really nervous getting on the truck as they head to the races. But now because he's been getting on the truck every day, it's calmed him down. And now he goes to the races and he hasn't got anxiety. And as an athlete, he's a lot more comfortable and he feels better within himself because he told me Smoke and Romans. And the results speak for themselves. And who would have thought he's the favourite for the Caulfield Cup? Because it's not going to be a vintage Caulfield Cup this year.
Yeah, so just there's a few glass half empties on the Caulfield, isn't there?
Yeah, there is a little bit. No international horses. And it's just been hard to really get a guide of how these days are going because the lead-up races are being slowly run. So we just don't know if the pressure goes on who will be the best stayer. Like, Jouets was the favourite for the last couple of months heading towards the Caulfield Cup, and it looks like she'll go there now. There was some talk that she might go to a Cox Plate, but I don't think she's returned to the form that saw her. Well, she definitely hasn't, that when she was winning an Australian Cup and also a Queen Elizabeth in Sydney. So there's a few question marks on some of the bigger guns, but I think Smoke and Romans is definitely the one to beat.
Luna Flair, brilliant winner at the Bart Cummings, so has secured a guaranteed Melbourne Cup start.
She's a beauty, and well done to Graham Beig. The Beig family is such a famous racing name in this country, but it was hard to really believe when I was told this the other day. He's been training for close to four decades, Graham Beig, and this is his first Melbourne Cup runner with Luna Flair. I don't think she can win it, but she's definitely a top 10 chance, and she's got a really good turn of foot. The race panned out pretty well for her on the weekend. But I'm just happy for Graham Beig and the connections because they are living the dream now by having a starter in our great race, the Melbourne Cup.
Love it. Let's go up to Sydney. The Epsom, a dead heat between Ellsberg and Top Rating.
Giddy up on, I think it was Wednesday last week, Australian Bloodstock owned Gold Trip. And Luke Murrell's the boss there. And he, before I even could say, how's Top Rank going, Luke? And he said, he's the best horse in the country, Gareth. I thought to myself, well, that's not bad for an Epsom. He's about $4.60 when he declared that. He says he thinks he can win the Cox Plate and maybe the McKinnon Stakes later in our carnival. So I think it was a really good effort. He dead-heated with Ellsberg, who ran the race of his life, but it was a dead heat. Looking at the race live, I thought Ellsberg won, but Top Rank's a big horse, and with his grey nose, the judge couldn't separate them. But I think Top Rank can play a part in a Cox Plate, but especially a McKinnon Stakes during the Flemington Carnival on that final day. Mm.
No Compromise won the Metropolitan narrowly, but it's the upcoming Everest we're keen on. I want to talk to you about this. Yes. The Premier Stakes, a good pointer to the Everest, was won by Lost and Running.
I said this on Giddy Up this morning, and I think the Everest is quickly becoming the race of the spring because we know these sprinters are a lot better than, say, some of these international stays. From a sporting fan's perspective, we know who Nature's Trip is. He's the world's best sprinter. He's the biggest name in the sport. And he's the most marketable athlete in the sport at the moment. So he's the favourite. But on Saturday, he didn't compete, and a few of his major challengers did. And they ran big races, Lost and Running. I thought Mars Crusader was really good in Marzu. And all of a sudden, after the Premier Stakes, the connections of those horses heading towards the Everest that competed in the Premier Stakes all of a sudden went from being hopeful to really believing that they can take down the big chestnut champ in Nature's Trip and conquer the Everest. So it's going to be some race on October 15. I'm with Mars Crusader, $13 at the moment for Team Hawks. If he draws the barrier, Sammy, I think he'll run a big race. He just went down last year. I think he's going as good as he was last year.
Can we do a quick seedings? Yep. Let's quickly go through the Everest.
Everest, Mars Crusader at the price. Yep. Yep.
Caulfield Cup?
Caulfield Cup. Can't go past Smoke and Romans, but geez, it's a hard Caulfield Cup to sort out this year.
Yeah, I've got sympathy there. Cox Plate?
Cox Plate. I'm with a horse called I Wish I Win. Now, he needs to win the Toorak on Saturday for Peter Moody. He's $11 at the moment for the Cox Plate. Adamo's definitely the horse to beat, but there's something special about I Wish I Win, I think. So he's my number one seed at the moment, even though that he's not guaranteed to start just yet.
What about a cider on the cup?
Loft. For Johnny O'Neill joins me on the means test, the racing means test on a Monday with Wayne Hawks. And he owns a lot of good horses, but he's declared Loft. I had a look at his form, 2 mile form. He's got a turn of foot. I think he's a bet. I think Loft or Deauville Legend will be winning the Melbourne Cup. I don't think the Aussie stayers can get close to them come the first Tuesday in November. Hey, they tell me you're the tip, by the way. Is that true?
Jack and O, someone told me.
Yeah. Anyway, I love the whispers in the cafes or the pubs.
Said with real conviction too.
It's a moral then.
At the morning coffee shop.
It's an exciting three-year-old. He has to step up. It's like Dacos winning a Brownlow medal in his first year, whether he's good enough to do that.
He made me promise that I understood what he was saying. Did he tell you, right between the eyes.
Did he tell you to keep it to yourself?
No, he didn't.
We just told
the
world.
Tell everyone. Giddy up with Gareth Orr. You don't want to miss it. Weekdays 8 to 11. Great to see you, guys.
Good on you, Sammy.